Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First Roadshow of Roadshow Season 4, and we are at Max's Swing Lounge in Springfield, and we are going to get to Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes, so you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app, and you can do that anytime, day or night. When the mood strikes, just leave us a voice note on anything, and we will play them back at 9:20 this morning. Celtics, Knicks, and round two of the NBA playoffs, and game one is Monday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. This is Dakota from Braintree to talk Celtics a little bit this morning. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I know you weren't in there, but Chris, if you remember a few months back, you had me call in, and I was hearing things on the deal side and talked what Shams talked about yesterday, about this team to get the valuation that they want needed to be dismantled, and there need to be contingencies in place to get to that, underneath that second apron. And all this is this coming to roost. But here's going to be the big problem. You just think that they have assets in Porzingis and Holiday. They have to trade them before this year's season, NBA season, ends, because you can't wait until it goes into next season. So they're going to have to dump Porzingis, Holiday, and get nothing in return. Because if they take on an expiring contract or a contract that spills over into next year, that didn't do anything to alleviate the pain. So they're going to have to trade them for nothing, or maybe a second-round pick coming back, for two vital assets on a championship team. And the only one of value that they could trade to get something back is Jaylen Brown. And that's it. Other than that, and maybe it is Jaylen Brown for a high pick and Cooper Flagg, which I would love. I know, Shime, you love that. That would be phenomenal. But this is going to be a problem on the stuff that they get back, and why it was important, and at least at the trade deadline, that they would have dumped Holiday, because they could have got an asset for Holiday. No one's given you anything for Porzingis and Holiday.
A couple of things quickly, Dakota, and I hear what you're saying, but you can't take a victory lap months later when you said it was the deadline and that this was a prerequisite for the sale. The sale's through. It's finalized. And I don't see Jaylen Brown. With all due respect to Jaylen Brown, if I'm getting Cooper Flagg, the cost, if I'm an owner, Jaylen Brown is not a straight up trade for Cooper Flagg.
No, not even close.
I understand. And Chris, and I can take a victory lap, because I said this was going to happen, and I said that morning, if it doesn't happen on the trade deadline, it's going to happen before this season comes to an end. That's what I said. So, you know, just because
regular
Shams
season
wants
or,
to say
or
it,
full season.
Huh?
Regular season or full season?
No, the full, right after the NBA. The NBA Finals ends, I believe, June 22nd. Next season starts July 1st. There's a seven-day window that it's still in this current season. They cannot do any trades next year beyond July 1st, because all those contracts still get on the books for the following season. So they're going to have to dump someone before free agency starts. And right. To get all this
it'll
money
actually
off
be,
the book.
It'll actually be during the parade is when they're going to do it.
It's going to pull over.
Pretty much. But what are you going to get in return, though? What are you going to get? Jaylen Brown is the only
Dakota,
asset that you're going to get in the trade.
They don't have to do anything. They can stand.
Okay, so you want to pay $500 million next year? Yes,
yeah,
you
it's
can
not
do
my
that
money.
If you want.
Yeah.
But do you think fans will be tolerant of this, Dakota?
I think fans right now, Chris, already are aware of this, and they sacrificed what we've had now and hopefully to win another championship, that the fans are not going to care. As long as they can come out of going into next year with either the two Jays or Tatum and some younger guys and some people around them, I don't think it matters to the fans. The fans are not going to be upset.
I feel like this would be like the Patriots saying, we can't keep Brady and Belichick together. Yeah. Or like, I just...
Well, no, 68%. You're keeping your best player, though. You're keeping Tatum. Like, so 68%. It's not like you're getting rid of Tatum.
68% do care. They do not want anybody.
It'll be interesting, though, like if Shams is saying that there has to be changes coming, right, in the summertime or after the season, whenever that is. It is going to be interesting on what those changes are. Like, because even if it is guys, I love Porzingis. But if it's a guy like Porzingis and Holiday, your team looks completely different next year.
Do you think that Shams is Dakota's rival as Mel Kiper is Shime's rival? Do you think those two equate?
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I don't like. I hear, you know, Celtics fans are not as insane as other fan bases in Boston. Like, they may be okay with it, but I just don't see how this is going to go over well. Nobody cares about how much money you're paying in tax. Celtics tickets are absurd. Going to the game costs like $500 just for a regular season to bring your kid. I don't think people will sit back and say, you know what, blow up this whole thing.
Hell no.
We've won back-to-back championships.
Right.
We're Jalen and Jason are both under 28.
Yeah, Tatum's 26 or 27, I believe.
Right.
Jalen might be 28 years old.
What are we doing?
And the other thing, I look at it like this, is if you, and I know there are people who love Jalen Brown, right? But if you got to move, and Courtney, you don't want, but if you got to move on from Jalen Brown, I don't want no damn draft picks. I'm thinking like, all right, you're bringing in Giannis. And so at least that alleviates the blow of me going, all right, well, we lost an all-NBA player and we replaced him. So to lose Porzingis, Brown.
Well, but if it was Brown for Cooper Flagg, then.
I would.
But also,
but that, nobody's going to do that, Greg.
For years,
that's the number one overall pick.
For years, all we talked about was that the Jays couldn't get on the same page. The Jays couldn't get along. Jalen couldn't buy into his role, and Jason was the leader of this team. You think Giannis, who is the star of Milwaukee, bow down to Jason?
No, Tatum? But if you got to move Brown because of the money, that's
I know. I'm just saying the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You may have issues when it comes to two superstars.
But you got to replace him with another superstar.
I don't want to replace him.
Right, but if Sham is saying there's got to be big changes and you got to move money, then that means you're going to have, then you better get rid of Porzingis, White, and Holiday. And then have the two Jays and build around them.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
Happier than Jalen going.
Can we just enjoy this while it's happening?
Right. Yes.
Blame Shams for that.
Is it you keep calling him? You called him Sham and Shams.
Is it Shams or Shams?
Shams Charania.
I mean Shams.
Shamalama ding dong.
Yeah. Right. All right. By the way, sincere thanks. We come out here every year, and our partners out here in Springfield with the show are overwhelmingly generous. So I want to thank Brian and the whole crew at Rocky's Ace Hardware, and Jeff at Sarat Ford Lincoln, and Nick at the 90 Meat Outlet, because they made huge donations to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Wow.
So, guys, thank you. They're all right over there. High five. Thank you. And the foundation, we do things all over the place. Last year, you guys were super generous, donated over $41,000in the name of a Wilbraham police officer, and you guys step up all the time. So,
yeah.
Thank you very much, and thanks for partnering with us on this roadshow. We really appreciate that. Okay, we have a new roadshow feature every week, which is called Mind Your Business, and it is brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business, and so every week during roadshow season, we'll go around the table, and we will suggest who needs to mind. I know who everybody's – we'll suggest who needs to mind their business this week.
There's a clear favorite in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I think we all know who that is.
I'm not going to go that way.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go with John Halliburton. Mind your business.
Oh.
Let your son play the game, and you just sit down, be quiet.
Okay. And you mentioned during your lead this morning, the Pacers have told him, stay away.
Stay away. For the foreseeable future, home and away games.
Okay.
Not even in the building.
Nope.
I have one that is a friend of the show, and I may have asked a dumb question about Joe Mazzulla a year ago to him, and I apologize. But it is to Wick. Mind the business that you have been the steward for the last 15 to 20 years. Stand up for Celtics fans as a final act, as someone that will be revered for defending and retaining the members of this dynastic run. Convince Bill Chisholm and whoever else are his partners to say it will be worth it in the long run. Ride this out, because guess what? I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years, but if Jalen and Jason break up at the beginning, at the birth of the new ownership group, it will be something that he will have a very hard time living down. There is no way in which you're going to begin this new period of Celtics ownership by getting rid of one of the finals MVP from this roster and trying to rebuild again. You may win, and everybody will forget, but if you want to make your job exponentially harder, then have your first act be breaking up the best team in basketball.
All right, so you want Wick in the business.
I want him to do what he did to his brother, his dad, and his family the last couple of years.
Well,
for
me, there's a clear-cut number one on the list.
You and I are the side. Unfortunately, it's Jordan.
Jordan.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Bill deserved the opportunity to be on Hard Knocks. We deserve the opportunity to see it.
Yeah.
And you ruined it, Jordan.
We got robbed.
She should have, she wanted, if you missed my lead, Jordan wanted the executive producer title. I'm sure, I don't know much about their relationship, but Bill has been with her for a while for a reason. So I'm sure there's probably a better title for her, like Key Grip. but just mind your business, Jordan. Don't ruin the legacy of the great.
Is that the one who holds the boomstick, the Key Grip?
What? You can surmise what's going on.
The
boomstick. All right. So that was you.
I was going Jordan all day long.
All right. Mind your business, brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. We now know who the Celtics will take on in the second round. The Knicks took care of the Pistons in Detroit last night. 116-113 was the final, and a 40-piece for Jalen Brunson. He, of course, hit the game-winning three. So game one between the Seas and Knicks will start on Monday in Boston.
All right, Wiggy, what do you think about this one? How many games?
I would say similar to the Orlando series. It may be a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah, five games.
Curtis, you feel the same way?
I think it's an actual sweep.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Five.
Five for you?
Yeah.
Chime, where are you? How are you wagering?
I'm leaning Celtics in five.
Okay.
What about you?
All right. I feel good about that. They're going to win the series. They may give them Wiggy brought it up earlier. They're not the same team defensively as the Magic, but they can put points.
They got better offense than the Magic, so.
Well, the other NBA playoff game last night, the Clippers tie up their series with the Nuggets, sending the series to a game seven. The Red Sox dropping out another to the Blue Jays in Toronto, 4-2 after the Sox jumped out to a 2-0 start in the top of the fifth. They led by one entering the bottom of the eighth, but a three-run homer from Vlad Guerrero Jr. would do them in. Tanner Houck went seven innings, giving up a run on four hits while striking out six. The Sox will now turn their attention to Minnesota. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Fenway with Brian Baio taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Mike Monaco joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take their series with the Kings in six. The Avalanche tie things up with the Stars, sending their series to a game seven. The Knights take their series with the Wild, and the Leafs take theirs with the Senators.
All right, a little bit of breaking news. It sounds like Charlie McAvoy will not be coached by his father-in-law.
Ooh. Can I guess team?
Yeah.
Rangers?
Yes.
I knew it.
So Mike Sullivan has been hired as the head coach of the New York Rangers.
Oh.
Bruins will have to go Rick Tocchet or elsewhere.
All right. Sad. Arriba, arriba. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo, ground beef is on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack, 80% lean, fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound. That's limited to two per customer when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
I think you guys say it with a little bit of an accent.
Right. Arriba,
arriba.
I think we need to go back to the first hour because you were nowhere near arriba, arriba on, during the first hour.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You got to say it with a little bit of a twang.
I said arriba, arriba.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to roll it. Arriba, arriba.
Get that clip, Shime. Yeah. I definitely said arriba.
Okay.
Arriba, arriba.
I don't remember.
Arriba, arriba.
But it was what was it?
One more time.
Arriba, arriba. That's what it says. I was shocked to see it written that way. So arriba, arriba.
Oh, how would you normally see it written?
Well, I just wasn't expecting it to have such pizzazz.
Okay.
Arriba, arriba. All right, Chime.
Courtney, how do you get ready for Cinco de Mayo?
Arriba, arriba. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis.
You got to roll your R.
Okay. Yes. All right, you linguist. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. Or should I say grossus?
Arriba, arriba.
Caught you off guard. It was early.
It was. 6:15. All of a sudden, I'm seeing arriba written on my computer. I said, whoa.
Wait,
arriba, arriba.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm ready for the Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Go to Shaw's and Star Market. 56 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high 77.
All right. We are in Springfield on a Friday morning.
Arriba.
Roadshow number one at Max's Swing Lounge. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for being there last night. We are going to get to your Hill Notes coming up next. Roadshow season on WEEI brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England, by Harbor One Bank. We know your business like nobody's business, by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka, Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. We're in Springfield. Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and a lot to talk about with those guys. Celtics, Knicks, beginning on Monday. Everybody seems to be leaning toward, Curtis says sweep, full sweep.
I have two words for the series.
Yeah.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba.
I'm going to work on it.
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to work on it. Arriba, and, arriba. Yeah. Thank you.
Red Sox, I mean, it's way too early to judge, Curtis, but another series that slips away that you should have.
That was awful, back-to-back nights. I literally went pee, came out of the bathroom, and I saw Guerrero running the bases, and I said, what a dumpster fire.
It was a bomb.
You're up 6-0 in the seventh, yeah. And you're up, what was it? One run. It was 3-2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last night.
Oh no, it was.
Last night it was 2-1.
2-1, 3-run bomb. Yes. It was 4-2.
And you're okay. If you hit it that far, you're okay with standing there in the box and watching it.
You're pimping his home run.
You're okay.
Yeah, I got that's like celebration. I don't mind that. Yeah. Pimp it.
Pimp it up.
You could have had him. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Canada's not doing business with us anymore.
No?
I think they're mad.
Oh, they're upset.
Are you seeing now on commercials? It's like pre-tariff prices.
Yes.
That's crazy.
What's crazy about
it? Well, I just didn't think that it was going to affect me.
Oh,
the tariffs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's like pre-tariff prices. I'm like, how much are these items going to cost now?
And
for how long?
Yeah, I would wait maybe till the tariffs actually kick in before
I'm just saying
before
what
you buy. But
I also would like to get. Can we do something? You're very powerful, Greg. I know it's not the biggest issue. I know we have homelessness and drug and alcohol addiction and all of these things. But can we get a bag of chips to be a bag of chips again? Like, it's insane. It's $7 for a bag of corn chips.
Yeah.
And they're basically 30 in the entire bag.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, during the pandemic, everything just went crazy. Why would that raise prices? Corn's not less in demand or more in demand.
Yeah.
Why are the price of chips so insane?
You get
two bottles of Diet Coke and a bag of chips, it's $10. That was $6 my entire life.
Are you complaining about the volume in the bag?
Both.
Okay.
All right.
Mostly volume.
That's shrinkflation.
It's just irritating that when something goes awry, it never goes back.
Right.
There's never a correction where, we're going to briefly, there's a war brewing in the Middle East, and immediately our gas goes up, even though the gas that the gas station has today is not – related to that cost.
Yeah.
But in order for the price to go down to normal, you have to wait like 3 months.
You want a full bag of chips, not half bag of chips, half air.
Right. Yeah. And why is Diet Coke all of a sudden twice as expensive?
Oh,
is it better?
No, it's location. It's where you buy your Diet Coke from. The same with water.
What are you talking about?
It's you buy water in the gym, costs you $4. You buy same water in the airport, costs you $8.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just want to work on that.
All right. Well, hello and good morning to those that are watching this show on YouTube and on Twitch. And it is brought to you, this show and this station, on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're looking for a fun activity over Mother's Day with the kids, then take them to Springer's and they can participate in their Locket Bar event and create a one-of-a-kind gift for mom for Mother's Day. So visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. And the Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Coco, darling. Oh, it's Trevor, your bestie. Oh, you poor dear. We missed you at Taint and Sip last night. It was absolutely fabulous. Oh, Springfield, how ghastly. I've never been, but I haven't heard one booty thing about it, dear. Oh, my love, please, though, do save the date on Saturday. The Corrigan Schooner would be right.
Yeah, I love him.
He's so good.
Yeah. So one of my besties.
He'll be back. But you enjoy coming to Springfield.
I love Springfield. I always say it's the nicest, most respectful people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the accommodations are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shower's amazing.
Yeah. Showers are so nice.
The shower.
Love it.
Nothing better than a good shower.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Good
I like
pressure.
The ones with the little thing, the nozzles on the side where they shoot out at you.
Right.
Good Lord. That's like an elephant.
I'm sure you do.
That's an elephant shower.
Yeah. So, do you back up to that, baby?
Oh, no, sometimes. Yeah, you want to be clean, Greg.
I thought you enjoyed a good bath.
No, I enjoy a good hot tub.
Okay.
Not really a bath guy.
Okay.
I'm a hot tub guy. There's a difference. You know what I mean? The jets. There's no bath. Some of the newer tubs, they have the jets in it. But they're
like,
small, though.
Yeah, I don't like jets in my bathtub.
You're missing out, Courtney. I'm telling you, get some of those jets.
Right. You never leave home.
Change your life.
Go ahead, John.
Can't sit here with another life jet. This is going to piggyback on Wednesday's life jack of my wildly popular mushroom pasta. With a twist, magic mushroom pasta. Sadly, magic mushrooms can't be purchased at Costco, so you'll have to keep your eyes out on the black market, so to speak. Simply, after enjoying a delicious, fantastic pasta meal, you can follow that up with tripping balls. You'll be floating higher in the sky than Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You can see a Pink Floyd laser light show in the privacy of your own home, possibly. Or just simply stand Winnie the Pooh style in front of a mirror and giggle for hours. Give it a shot. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. I don't think we want Jackson on psilocybin's.
No.
I don't think.
Very popular right now, though.
Yeah,
the
well,
shrooms.
Are they?
Yeah, they come from the earth.
They do.
Friend of the show, Eliza Dushku, big advocate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A lot of people micro-dose their way through the day.
Yeah, they do.
They say it makes they're chill. They're not anxious. They're able to deal with stress.
Yeah.
I would be terrified.
I know shroom, Courtney, then, if those are all the benefits of it.
How do
chill.
You know I know?
Because you're always like, oh, my anxiety's running through the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
I think our marketing director, Carolyn, is on shrooms all day long.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Very popular.
Go ahead, Sean.
Courtney, your color consultant and I are worried about your choice of sunburn. The sun is not your friend, Courtney, and it's certainly not a deep autumn color.
I actually don't think I've had a burn in quite some time.
Excellent.
Beginning of Florida had some, but yeah. No, I've worked on it.
I can't wait for Shine to turn granite links into granite sticks.
Hey!
Grab the sticks on the way out here, Shime.
Oh, you must be so excited, Greg.
I will just get a couple rounds in and be ready to rock on the – I think we were talking about the 19th or the 20th, so a couple weeks away, right?
Yep. Wiggy, how fast – how many holes will it take for him to start complaining that, I'm not used to playing with these sticks?
I mean, that
should have brought him in today, Greg. You could have got a couple whacks behind us.
Greg, I have an idea.
Yeah.
For the match, dress me as his caddy. Dress Scheim, dress you for the foundation. It's
okay.
Going to be very documented. We're going to have lots of social media there.
Scheim had somebody reach out and say their company wanted to sponsor like a hole-in-one or something, Scheim, didn't they, for the foundation?
Yeah, there was like a hole-in-one contest or like challenge, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's the money easily spent. I mean, that's not going to happen.
And I think my guy Walter at Granite Links said that we can, if we want, we can have a gallery. So,
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice.
So how we're doing the stroker match?
I'm going to leave it up to Scheim. Scheim did. What do you want to do, Scheim?
I mean, either's fine with me, but I think we originally decided on match play.
Right. Scheim told me he was scared to say stroke near you.
I didn't want to jinx him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be. Do you want it to go longer, or do you want it to be over quick and painless for Scheim?
So here's my concern is, like, let's say one of you guys has a snowman on hole one, and then, you know, by hole two, you're down seven strokes. I mean, that's going to be kind of ruining it. I think for the interest level of the fans.
Match play.
We do match play.
What's match play for us non-golf players?
So they play a hole.
Okay.
And they get the same number on the hole. It's just halved.
Okay.
If whoever gets more holes that they win before.
Okay. So you win the hole, that's a point.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right.
And we're playing nine.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
Somebody would have to get to five in order to.
I like that. Yeah, that seems like that one's better.
But theoretically, you could get the problem with it is if we want to go longer, theoretically, I could get to hole five and Scheim.
You'd skunk him.
Scheim would be done.
Yeah,
that would be even
so
worse.
Not too worried about that.
Oh, really?
That's a skunk.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, Greg.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. We could play 1,000 times and that would never happen.
I can't wait till you step up and drop your ball off the tee about 2 feet because of the stress and pressure on hole number one at Granite.
Greg, I don't feel stress and pressure.
Do you think none of us have seen you play? Like, Curtis has to.
What? Because I'm out here. Because I'm out having fun with the people. What?
No,
you've never actually seen me play a legitimate 18 holes.
Oh, he was sandbagging.
I will just say this, Scheim. You know, we're not. There's no conspiracy against you. When we were at Granite, at the Numbnuts, and independently, the four of us said to each other, without being prompted, holy S, Scheim sucks.
Yeah.
did, right? Am I not?
I was like, yeah, how many mulligans you get?
Right.
If I suck, then Greg must be the worst golfer on planet Earth.
Oh, Greg was better than I thought he would be.
Thank you.
That's the best joke you've told all day, Courtney.
Oh, I wasn't kidding, Scheim.
I've seen Greg shank more iron shots in the limited time I've played with him than I have in my entire life.
Honestly, though, the best golfer was Curtis, and I hate to say it, but, like, very, very good.
Thank you. I'm trying my best.
And bowling.
Scheim, was I not playing in my bare feet?
Yeah. No, actually, I think you were playing in flip-flops, and that's by choice.
Same thing.
Greg, I cannot shank an iron shot.
You also can't see your feet, but that does not.
See my feet just fine. At least I can bend over and touch my toes there, old man.
This is what I like. Let's get the trash talking going.
Go ahead, Sean.
It certainly was a mistake a month ago when I tried to be empathetic towards numbnuts, and now he wants to throw it in my face. You know what? You are the male equivalent to Jen McCabe. She's even frustrating attorney Jackson currently during the trial. You both are overbearing, pompous, condescending, arrogant, and insolent. Grow up, numbnuts!
What was the song choice there?
Ben at Work.
Ben at Work.
It's a mistake.
Is it scary that the principal of a school doesn't know what empathy is?
I don't know.
You're not trying to. It's the words magnanimous.
It's just
that he came to a place. So could you imagine you work somewhere somebody contacts you at work and yells at you on a regular basis, and then that person who goes with his company to a job site, and then that person comes up on stage and tries to say that you're good friends when you didn't do anything. Really? The guy literally walks up and he's like, my good friend, Curtis. That's not being empathetic.
He really gets you kind of hot under the collar.
Well, because it's such nonsense. Being empathetic means I'm sorry for your loss. Being magnanimous means I've kind of been a D-bag. Let's be the bigger man and take a picture.
Curtis, he'll note.
Just get a dictionary. They must have a dictionary at a school.
He'll note idea.
Thesaurus, maybe.
Listen, the angry Principal Dave voice that you do, you should go back and leave.
Right.
He should leave one.
You should leave your own one doing him.
Today we can have meat on Fridays again at school. Come on down, kids. Chicken patties are back.
I'm surprised he didn't come last night.
I know.
This is his neck of the woods.
Yeah, the first time. But is it? Because we're not near Wachusett, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. Because he works near Wachusett. Okay. That's where his school is.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Dustin here. Celtics are really good. Bruins suck. Patriots suck. And the Red Sox are pretty good, too. So, anyways, it's Dustin. I'll talk to you later.
That was a different Jackson voice there.
Greg and Curtis is always playing the who would you rather be game. Would you rather be confused Belichick with a beautiful girlfriend who's holding all of his calls? Or would you rather be Greg drinking peppermint tea, eating scones, and picking out colors for his new apartment? He's making sourdough.
I'd be
Greg.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah. When is the big move?
End of the month.
Wow.
Really a pain in the butt moving, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really
even in building, very
it just, it stinks.
Got a moving company yet?
No, I'll probably just ask you if you'd come over and help.
We'll have a moving company ad coming very soon.
Greg's moving company is known as Carp, Bobes, and Glass.
Yeah. I don't think I can lift the mattress without blowing my back out.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Chime.
It's roadshow season, baby. Let's go.
We got some good ones coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been great out here. You guys, you're incredible. You guys are amazing.
Awesome start.
Everybody who came out last night, love it. We're off to a great start. And before you know it, we'll be on the Cape for a bunch of cacas back there.
Yeah.
But we'll be on the Cape for Memorial Day weekend. So that's coming rapidly.
Yep.
So, Courtney, what is this here hanging on your wall?
It's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, really? And what does that mean to you?
Well, every time I look at it, I think of, like, so many beautiful things, and it reminds me that we fought off those aliens that time that came down and tried to take over the world. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Would you take one alien or 100 men?
100 men.
One alien. If they can get here from wherever they've been, that's much better than 100 men.
You know, Superman's an alien.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess I would take the alien then.
Yeah. I mean, they could probably just point at you and extinguish you.
But what if the alien is E.T.? Then I would take the 100 men.
Right.
Well, what's your issue with E.T.?
Well, he was just like a cute little baby.
He's like kind of short.
I don't know if he was a baby. I thought he was real old.
Short people?
No, I'm just taking. I take the 100 men over the one short alien.
According to this show, E.T. played fantasy football.
So, Greg, you've been watching the Red Sox for 33 games now, and you finally decided that maybe Cora is the problem after they've squandered 7 winnable games on managerial mistakes. So all I'm saying is, come on in. The water's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's early, but the tide is turning a little bit. Tide is turning a little bit there. I don't know. Curtis, you always say he's among the greatest managers in Major League Baseball, but
not good. Last night was awful. I mean, Vlad Guerrero was the one guy going against the Blue Jays. You don't let beat you, and he does. And First, I mean, even if first and second are there,
right?
You pitch around them, but first base,
first base is wide open.
Just put them on,
right? Wide open.
And that was—I don't think that's a second guess. That's—I mean, everybody watching that in real time is saying, "What are we doing here?"
Yes.
If anything, you pitch around him, see if he swings at a bad pitch.
Right. Don't put nothing in the strike zone.
No.
But I mean, at some point, like, you improved the team significantly.
Yes.
At least on paper. If they're not able to respond, you can't point, you know, you can't get to July and start saying, well, you know, the roster, I'd have nothing to do with that. It's like, right. It's on him.
Well, even when we talked to our boy Craig, he even said the bullpen has been good. We've had some leads, so you're hitting the ball, you're getting runs. It's the mistakes that you're making. When are you going to say, okay, maybe Casas isn't the guy, and I got to make the managerial decision to not play him at first base? I know they're like, be patient.
Well, see, and that's the one case where I think he may not have full second it, because I think they are probably, I mean, even Breslow was a little reluctant to offer full confidence in Tristan Casas yesterday. Like, I hope that they are hoping that he turns it around so that he is of value to somebody else, I hope.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But it is still early. I think, what are they, a game and a half or maybe two games out of
I hate that argument also.
But that, you know, like, there is Greg in baseball.
Every time when I talk to Ken about it, or I talk to somebody else, they go, oh, it's the entire American League. Oh, it's the division. The Mets have lost 9 games. That's it. Like,
well, our boy Axe
lost 11, actually.
Oh, okay. 11 games. thank you, Shime.
Two more games.
Thank you.
All righty.
But it's like Abora Ak said, they are in a crappy division, so that's the only thing that saves them at this point in time.
Shime, you know how many games the Rockies have won?
Let me see here on the
4. Don't look it up. I thought it said 4 games.
Wow.
What? The Rockies won 6.
Sorry.
2 more games.
All right.
Well, they're just a bunch of losers right now.
Well, you never know.
What's next, Shime?
I heard Shime insured his testicles in case anything goes wrong with the jumper cables.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Alrighty.
All right. Great job, everybody. Good job. Thank you so much. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Are Madeline and her dad still here? Because of that Post Malone song, did they leave? Madeline.
Shucks.
Listen to this. Madeline saved up $200 and wanted to give it to the Greg Hill Foundation, and her dad rounded it up to $1,000. And all they wanted was one Post Malone song.
Oh, wow. That is so nice.
Yeah, so thank you, Madeline.
Good job, Madeline.
Probably listening on her way to school, because I know they had to take off, but that is awesome.
That's really cool.
And it is, you guys are amazing. Thank you for everything that you've done here in Springfield last 18 hours or so, and a great night last night at Taps. I want to thank everybody over at the casino, Beth Ward, and I want to thank John and his crew here at Max's Swing Lounge, and the whole entire team out here, Odyssey Springfield, everybody, Craig, Dave, that whole entire crew. They are always incredible hosts when we come out here.
Is that you when you started golfing?
It's quite possible, Curtis. It's quite possible. So we will be back on Monday, and we got a Celtics series to talk about, and Lord knows what will happen with the Red Sox over the weekend. Right. So
will Belichick go on another Sunday show?
Will they release the full tape?
Oh,
he's probably done with the interviews at this
point. I would think
he's on a media circuit right now, though. No, he has to promote the book.
Her expectation was that they would say Bill Belichick is available for interviews, but you can't ask him anything other than about the book that he's written.
But Portnoy said yesterday was so – he was on with Megyn Kelly, and he said, it's not that they asked a gotcha. They asked a question that they've already publicly discussed.
Right.
It wasn't that, like, who did this or why'd you bench Butler? It was, So how'd you meet? It was a way to get into a line of questions.
But do you
about
think Bill?
That,
do you think Bill cared? Do you think Bill was going to answer?
Bill doesn't know where the F he is.
Because if you watch it, as soon as she says, "We're not going to talk about that," he looks over
right.
too. Like, yeah. he's surprised.
And doesn't say anything. He's right. like just staring there, like waiting for, you know, his cup of jelly to come.
cup of,
that's what he was doing.
Jello.
He was like,
Jello.
Just jelly on the O might be a little awkward, but.
It's what we say to you at 10 o'clock. Jello.
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 Jello,
right.
mate.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks for being here this morning. We will be back on Monday morning. And Jones and Keefe are next. Hope everybody has a great and safe weekend. And Springfield, once again, you've outdone yourselves. One roadshow in the books. See ya.